Blog Talk Radio.
Incredibly busy week, so I'm just going to like run through everything really fast. Also, shout out to our two guests in the chat room, because I normally don't see people in there, so I love you. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is just the random news, rumors, notes, casting calls. Teresa Castillo's last tape date before her maternity leave is May 24th, so we'll be seeing her airing till June 24th-ish, because it's like a month. The Nurses' Ball Eve, like the day of the Nurses' Ball when they're getting ready, begins on May 7th. The actual Nurses' Ball performances and stuff will run from the 8th to the 13th. There's a casting call out for a Mexican female, as we know, and apparently the rumor is that an actress named Gabrielle Diaz has been cast, and this woman will most likely be Jocelyn's new nanny. Okay, according to GH Happenings, there's also a casting call out for Kaylee Cassadine, who is like Victor's illegitimate child, a 16 to 17-year-old female, Serena Baldwin, mid-20s, her boyfriend, mid-20s and European, Christina, I don't know who she is, one of Lucy's kids or something, 15, 16-year-old female, her boyfriend, 17 to 18, female, early 20s, blonde or redhead, a casting call out for an actress, mid-40s, delicate but strong, who's most likely Nina, a 19 to 20-year-old male, brunette, most likely Nina's son, and then a blonde female, 7 to 8, who will play Jocelyn, and then there's, like, two rumors, I guess. Jack will possibly make an appearance soon when new Jocelyn does, and then Tyler Christopher via Soaps in Depth says that Nicholas is not over Britt and they'll have, like, more story, and he's denying his feelings for her due to his anger. That was a lot. Okay. Next up, I have to recap this week, and then we can discuss it all. Okay, let me see if I can do this in 2 minutes. Okay, on Monday, Michael asked Sunny to go to AJ's funeral. Luke attacked Kiki in her apartment. Spencer confronted Luke about his threats towards Sunny, and Luke threatened to hurt Emma. And then Franco tagged his entire hotel room and was arrested. Tuesday, Franco questions Carlos. They're in lockup in adjoining cells. Sunny walked in on Spencer and Luke's discussion. Patrick and Sabrina tell Emma that they're having a son. On Wednesday, Patrick, Sabrina, and Emma had a car accident. We had AJ's funeral. Monica got mad when Sunny showed up. And then Ned, Morgan, and Kiki tried to trap Luke. Thursday, Franco fills Carly in on all that he found out about Carlos and the Ava situation. Sabrina went into labor, and Anna and Nathan get to the scene to assess the situation. Morgan defends Kiki to Luke. And then Ava begs Sunny not to admit that he killed AJ, and then they kiss. Today, Carly and Franco decide to tell Anna what's going on. Patrick, Sabrina, and Baby get to the hospital, and we don't know the situation with either of them yet. Lucy started talking about the nurse's ball act. Sunny and Ava slept together in the Quartermain Mausoleum, and Morgan found out, and this whole huge blow-up happened. And then Duke told Livia to, like, fight for her relationship with Sunny, because if they love each other, it's worth it. And that was this week on General Ross. What now? I did
that
in 2 minutes.
And that was almost 2 minutes, that's right.
It was. I watched the timer. Go me.
You know, of course, most of us probably, I probably knew it was already short term, but I heard another rumor that Madeline's time is about to come to an end in Port Charles. So.
Oh, really? That's an interesting rumor. I know that Donna Mills started taping again, and they had asked her back. And then I know that Holly Kirst is still taping, so I don't know the situation on either of them right now.
Right.
And I know that Rick Hurst is still taping, so we don't know if Rick or Wally, and we don't know how long Donna's staying either. But I could see Obrick bringing her and, like, killing her or something. It says in the spoilers
that
they,
today,
like, have a...
I have no clue of any of the details or anything. I just heard that today.
It says in the spoilers that Madeline and Obrick work together to, like, break out of jail, which I could totally see happening. But I don't think that Madeline is, like, I mean, Madeline killed somebody, but I don't see Madeline as, like, a scrapper type, like, let's break out of jail type. I see Obrick as, like, the more devious one.
Uh-huh.
But it would work. I mean, you know, even though Madeline's so sophisticated and classy, I could totally see her being a common criminal.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring on a mutual friend of ours, We both know this person pretty well, so
awesome.
Hold on a second.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Sherry, what's up?
Nothing, cooking, dinner.
Story of my life.
I was like, you're forewarned, I am cooking dinner while talking to you, so if you hear any splashes or me screaming.
If we hear Celia cursing, it's because she burned herself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway,
which is a possibility because I always burn myself when I cook. So.
Amen to that. Okay, so what do you think of this week's GH? Did you watch all the days, or are you still behind?
I'm behind like all week. Like I saw bits and pieces.
Oh,
like,
well, you missed
week.
Sunny and Ava.
Oh,
it was pretty epic.
Darn.
Shucks. It was pretty epic.
It was. It
Sarcasm
was like so long. Well, it was so wrong because, like, they are literally up against Lila's tombstone. But, like, at the same time, it was like,
poor Lila.
Oh, my God.
Raven is dead.
I know. They probably woke up all the dead Quartermaids. But, like, and then Morgan goes in there and starts yelling and stuff. And I'm like, child, Teen Wolf, have a seat.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
That's
hilarious. It was not that funny, okay? But, like,
yeah,
he's screaming. And, like, it's funny because he walks in, the first line he has, he just looks at them, and they're, like, rambling. He's like, oh, my God, you just had sex, didn't you? And they're like, no. And they, like, lied to him. And then he starts blowing a gasket, waking up all the dead quartermains. It was hilarious. Everybody was like, it's so intense. I'm like, no, it's hilarious. It is absolutely hilarious that this is going on right now.
I know.
Like, it was hilarious.
Gross.
Morgan looks like Teen Wolf, and so he gets mad, and I think he's going to transform. And then it's hilarious.
He does.
Like,
I'm glad you're not the only one that thinks that.
No, a lot of people think that. And I was like, if he gets any madder, he's going to turn into a wolf, and this is going to be all Twilight up in here. Like, this is,
well, they
just,
did the vampires.
I don't even know. They could turn into vampires, and then they can hang out with, what's his name? I don't even know. Caleb and Olivia. Whatever. On a less disturbing note, let's see if there's anything less disturbing we can discuss.
Yeah.
Because that's gross.
Yeah.
Patrick, everything this week was just disturbing. Like, Patrick and Sabrina had the car accident, and her baby was born at, like, 25 weeks. Like, I don't want their baby to die because that poor Emma and Patrick have been through enough, and, like, that baby's probably
exactly.
going to die because it's only 15 weeks premature.
I'm probably going to get a lot of hate on my Twitter, but you know what? If you know me, you love me anyways. And I do my own opinion, but I like Patrick and Sabrina.
I do too.
So,
like,
me too.
I like Patrick and Robin, but Robin ran out on them, which I know is it's not like I'm blaming it. I mean, I'm blaming it on the character because she left to go save Jason for the Lord's sake. But, like, I know Kimberly had other things to do, which I totally respect, but, like, they need to move on past that because Kimberly, like, she bounces back and forth. And I like Patrick
and I heard
the first
she's supposed
time
to be
around.
Coming back. And she's supposed to be coming back, and, like, rumors are that she's supposed to come back in, like, June.
Well, those rumors were going around, like, well, I don't see her coming back that soon, but, like, those rumors were flying around the first time, and people didn't like Patrick and Sabrina because they like Scrubs, but, like, Scrubs is pretty much over, okay? We had a Scrubs montage. Montages mean it's over.
That's
like, do you guys remember in 1991 when Laura went crazy and they had the Laura montage of all her moments? Like, that was the end of her for 10 years. Like, this is the end of Scrubs for now. People need to just move on. And, like, I'm sorry, I'm about to laugh. Somebody is listening to us, and they're live-tweeting it. And somebody just said, they woke up all the dead quartermans, and they're like, LOL, hashtag Blog Talk Radio with Emily and Cody. And I'm dying
I'm
because
see this
people are live-tweeting our show.
A DME,
dead quartermans.
Details, Em.
I'll send you the
I keep
person.
Up with this.
Yeah, but they're, like, live-tweeting us right now. Well,
she's
like, oh, Em sounds so cute.
Hi.
I really need to live-tweet us. Yeah, hi.
I'm from Tennessee.
We don't know your real name because your Twitter name is Soap Dish Rag, but we love you and we appreciate you listening to us.
Oh, I see it, yeah. That's who's doing
it.
Yeah,
we love you, though. Even though you're an anonymous person to us.
And it's so funny because I had to kind of laugh at the – I mean, I don't want – like, kids to get hurt or whatever. But the whole, like, Tony with Nicholas today, Tony Geary and Nicholas, I forgot, Spencer and Luke, their scenes are
That's so
funny.
Twisted. Okay.
I know, it's so
funny,
twisted,
but, like,
but
the
I love that.
Yeah, I love their like, balance on the screen, but, like, him threatening this kid is, like, ridiculous. And somebody made a joke. Okay, it's not funny because Luke didn't mean to run over Jake. But somebody made a joke about, what's Luke going to do, run this one over too? And I was like, that's so wrong. But, like, it's so true. Like, he's, like, back to threatening children. Like, he's reached the level of threatening kids. And we know it's not actually Luke. But at the same time, it's like, why is it? And it's so twisted because he's, like, assaulting Kiki and stuff. And then Morgan, and then, oh, I have to go on a really fast rant. This will take me, like, 20 seconds, and then I'll shut up. On Tuesday's show, it may have been Monday. Anyway, Ned and Morgan and whoever else, Kiki, were all in a scene, and somebody mentioned something about Luke raping Laura. And then they start throwing shade at Luke and Laura, and I was, like, up in arms. I was, because Ned started saying, Ned was like, but then she turned around and married him. And that he was like, but then they said that it wasn't really rape and it was like a seduction. And Kiki's like, really? And everybody bought that? That's so stupid. And I was like, okay, stop throwing shade at the super couple. Like,
yeah.
First of all, it may have went down that way, but you don't have to throw shade at the super couple. And we all know
Absolutely.
That I love them, so you don't get to
yeah.
be a hater.
I am.
But anyway, rant over. I'm stopping.
Did you get my DM, Emily?
Oh, hang on. Let me look. I'm doing 20 things at once. No, TweetDeck's being stupid. I'm sorry. TweetDeck hates me. It's my nemesis. Well, not really, because it does help me. Whatever.
Wow.
Anyway, there was nothing not disturbing that we can discuss this week, because everything this week pretty much happened was, like, wrong and
yeah.
disturbing.
Everything was
car
cryptic.
Accident, the kid thing, no pun intended.
I know. Like,
yeah, no pun intended. Cryptic. Yeah.
I was kind of having flashbacks when Sabrina and Patrick were telling
Emma.
Thank you. I couldn't think of her name for half a second.
It's okay.
Again, I'm doing like 10 different things. Telling Emma that Sabrina, you know, or Patrick was Sabrina's baby daddy. And she goes, I don't want a brother. And I'm like, oh, that was so many flashbacks right there. She's like, no.
Yeah.
She was like, oh.
When she said no, I was like, oh, that kid got snarf. She got that from her mother. But, like,
uh-huh.
It was
also
just like,
her daddy, too. Her daddy
that's
was
true.
Snarry. When
somebody said, okay, this is also wrong, but it was also amusing when I read it, because, you know, their baby is 15 weeks premature, so the baby, its lungs aren't developed, obviously, so when the baby was
right.
born, it wasn't crying. Somebody's like, it obviously can't be Patrick and Sabrina's because it's not crying. And I was like, that is so wrong, but it's, like, so true, because I feel like every time something happens, Patrick is, like, this sobbing mess, and he needs to, like,
mm-hmm.
pull it together. Like, the character, like, Jason's acting is amazing, but Patrick needs to, like, man up sometimes and just stop and take it like
uh-huh.
a man sometimes. And so when they said, it can't be Patrick's son, it's not crying, I was like, that's perfect. Thank you so much. Like,
well,
that's basically,
yeah. Yeah, they're just developing. Because I was telling somebody the other day, my niece, my sister's youngest, was born 3 months early. So she wasn't due until April, and she was born at the end of January. So
I was born like six weeks early, but I made it.
Yeah.
But that's not that bad.
But,
you know, but I didn't have, like, certain reflexes. Like, I couldn't suck on a bottle or anything because I didn't
mm-hmm.
have that reflex
See.
Yet. So they had to teach, so, like, they had to give me a pacifier as a baby to, like, teach me how to, like, suck on a bottle. And it was, and I don't, there were some things I couldn't do because I was so little. So I'm, like, wondering.
Yeah.
Okay. Soap dish rag person who is live tweeting us, you're making me laugh with your mentions, okay? She just tweeted us, amen, Patrick needs to man up. And
man
I'm, like,
up.
Trying
That's
to concentrate, but she's live tweeting. And anyway, I need to get off Twitter. Anyway, that's two shout-outs for you tonight.
Yeah.
I got your DM, Cody, but I'm not talented enough to talk and, you know, respond. But I appreciate
but
it.
I just posted something on there, too, about the same thing.
I can't keep up with her and y'all, okay? I can't do both, okay? And I just think y'all wonderful.
She
can't
multitask.
Anyway. No, because my mind's in a million places, and I'm hyper, and I don't think I've had enough caffeine.
Wow.
I'm having 7-Up, and that has no caffeine, so you understand the problem here. But anyway,
I got you.
Back to what I was saying. Is there anything
yep.
we can actually discuss from this week that's not wrong or disturbing or has a dirty joke attached? Oh,
Let me just go on another rant.
Let me just go on. Oh, Cody kept saying something was cryptic, and I was like, you've got to stop saying that after what happened this week, Cody, because you just can't do that. Let me go on my other rant. Okay, Cody, we did this off-air, but I feel that this person is so special they deserve a shout-out. To
mm-hmm.
the person to the person sending me Carly hate on Twitter, just unfollow me, okay? Problem solved. Like, everybody knows that Carly is my favorite character. Like,
unfollow.
Exactly. Stop tweeting me Carly hate. Stop tweeting me Franco and Carly hate. I don't care if you don't like them. Take it somewhere else. Take it outside. Not on my Twitter feed. Because I don't even follow this person, and they find the need to tweet me about how they hate Carly and Franco and how Carly's got her head up you know where. And stop tweeting me Carly hate. Just stop. Just unfollow me. Block me. I don't care.
Personally, I don't like Carly and Franco, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, but you're not spreading the hate seed everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, this person is messaging me and saying, Carly can't focus because her head's too far up Franco's, you know what? And I'm like, that's just whatever.
Well, you know.
Okay, I have more mentions from our live tweeter. We need to discuss the potential of an Ava Corinthos baby. Okay. If Sonny stands near a woman, he can get her pregnant. So I'm guaranteeing Ava's going to have a baby. Because she's been for 12 years and she
hasn't
had a pregnancy scare
right
yet.
Right now, pretty much, too.
Well, Ava's been for 12 years and she hasn't had a scare yet. So it's time for Ava to get pregnant or think she's pregnant or something. Because I'm
sure
she has a gorgeous kid
Sonny,
yet.
The super sperm. Super sperm.
He sees it near you and you're screwed. Like, that's basically how
he
it works.
He looks at you
and
you're pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. He looks at you wrong, and 9 months later, here comes a Corinthos Jr. So,
absolutely.
You mean, like, it's going to happen because it's just going to happen. I'm just expecting it because she's been in Port Charles over a year, and she hasn't had a pregnancy scare yet. And her and Morgan were just doing it anywhere and everywhere for a while. So, you know,
it might be
one
Corinthos. It could be Daddy Corinthos, or it could be
Son Corinthos. Not know which one it is, that's going to be what's sick. If she's going to get pregnant and not know who it belongs to, the dad or the son, that's twisted.
But,
it's twisted that we're having this discussion, actually.
it's a twisted discussion anyways.
But
you
it was so funny today when Morgan walked in and he was, like, yelling at Sonny, and they're screaming at each other. And then finally Morgan's like, Morgan was like, I don't get it. You don't even like her. And it was, and then I tweeted, Morgan's like, you don't even go here. Like, that's how he was acting. It was so hilarious. Like, props to the actors.
It's like,
they were doing a great
job.
You don't
even like, with him saying, you don't even like her. Well, honey,
you don't
your parents
have to
didn't
like
each other the first time. You know, your parents didn't like each other the first
Carly
time.
Carly and AJ
together.
Didn't like each other any of the time. Never forget 2015 in the Quartermain Mansion. I actually thought, a while back, when was it? Like last year, I guess, last May-ish or whatever, when Carly slept with AJ and, you know, she threw the glass or whatever across the room. I was like, oh, they're going to get in a fist fight and she's going to whoop his butt. And then it didn't go that way, so... Obviously, you don't have to like
that's
each other.
That's a showdown I would love to see. Carly versus AJ.
Just like... Oh, Carly said today, she was talking to Franco, and he's like, Ava's going to come after you. And she's like, let her come at me. I'd love to throw down. I was like, thank you, Carly. You could totally kick her butt. Like, as we know,
I'm like,
Carly
I need
threatened
to
do it before.
See, Carly, I'm from the, you know, the mean streets of Florida, you know... Carly back, like, brawling. I've seen some brawls from Carly now.
Yeah,
she's
Carly's
down.
Thrown down big time. Pool cue. Was she the one that hit Sam with the pool cue? Pool cue?
Yeah.
I can't even talk.
I
the
think
pool
so,
cue
yeah.
across the butt.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. That wasn't Laura yeah. Rice Carly, but it was Carly.
No, that was Jennifer Jennifer.
That's who I thought,
Branford.
And I never recognized her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never recognized her in the clip, so...
Yeah, it was the replacement one.
Our live tweeter says you can drink out of a cup Sonny used and get pregnant. That's basically true.
Right? Thank you. That is so funny because talking about Sonny and his kids, Nancy Lee Gron, I think yesterday or the day before, was like, talking about children. It's been 10 years since Christina...
tweeted, she's like, it's been 12 years since Sonny and I conceived our 21-year-old daughter. That was what was entertaining because I was like, you know what? Sora, soap opera rapid aging syndrome right there at its best. Everybody in my mentions now wants a Silas and Sam baby. That's what's in my mentions right now. Somebody, Megan, shut up. Sorry, my sister's in the background helping. But Megan was like, ew. Megan doesn't ship Silas and Sam, apparently. But whatever. Her vote doesn't count. She's 12. Who does she ship? I don't know. Who do you ship? she's forever a Stixy shipper, and that's the only couple on the whole show that she ships, and she doesn't care about anyone else.
I'm a Stixy shipper, but if I can have Stixy, I want Nathan and Maxie.
Yeah, I want
Nathan
and Maxie because Stixy's not going to happen. My biggest ship on the show right now, because all my other stuff is, like, sinking or has sunk, like, the Titanic.
Yeah.
My biggest one right now is probably Julian and Alexis. And I like Franco and Carly, but, I mean, like, I like them better when they first got together, and now they don't really have a story except for trying to make Ava mad. But, like, I love Julian and Alexis. Like, that's a perfect pairing right there. Who else is together? I can't even keep up with who every week.
Like, there's nobody together but, like, those two. We've had this discussion.
Julian and Alexis are a great pairing. I hope that lasts. Like, I bet we're going to end up with a Ned, Alexis, whatever, triangle. That's probably going to go down. Oh, and I need for Rick and Nicholas to both man up and quit fighting over Elizabeth. They both need to get their panties out of a twist and just get over it. Like, they are literally fighting, like...
As Elizabeth fan, I'm so enjoying it right now.
I want with who. Like, I want Britt with Nick or Nick with somebody, and then I want Elizabeth with Rick. Like, that's not that complicated, but they have to fight over her like kindergartners. Like, give me my crayon. She's my crayon. No, give me my crayon. Like, that's how they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Oh, but how cute are Cameron and Emma? By the way, that's
my
favorite.
Oh, my God, they're adorable.
That's the only ship that isn't sinking.
Oh, because they're so darn cute. And our dolphin
people
come back, and our dolphin's going to come back and have a crush on Cameron. So
she's
going to hook up, you know.
Throw down. she'll be
like the next generation.
Yeah, like, she's Carly's kid. She's not going to have a problem getting her, man. She's 8, but she'll throw down. She learned from the best. I mean, like, nobody fights like Carly. So, like, you know, that's how it's going to go down. Jocelyn's going to punch somebody. I guarantee you this kid's going to end up in juvie, like, for killing somebody. It's true, okay? Like, you laugh,
like, yes,
but it's
I have
so true.
Brothers, but I don't need them to protect me. I'll protect my own self.
Yeah, yep. Jocelyn will be in juvie eventually, like, because she's Carly's kid, and she's not going to take crap. Carly doesn't take crap.
Yeah.
Her kid sure won't. Like, we all know how it's going to go down.
I'm like, it's so funny because the way that they're like Michael and Morgan right now, I was like, I need Jocelyn to act like Carly, please. One of her kids
I need Jocelyn to be Carly's mini-me, which she kind of is, but I need her to be, like, more Carly in her, because I need her and Emma, because she can whoop Emma's butt. Because she's Carly's
mm-hmm.
kid.
Even though I do love Emma, I do love Emma, so don't get
I
me wrong. I love
but,
that girl. That girl is sassy, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I love her, but Carly's kid could whoop her butt. Like, I know they're 8, but
mm-hmm.
I'm betting on this. Oh, fun fact for everyone who didn't see it, the other day during the dance recital, Emma, her name's Brooklyn, her real-life sister London was in the background in a tutu.
Uh-huh.
She was, like,
yep,
in the, on the show.
That.
So anyone who didn't know that, now you know.
Is that gonna be baby Georgie after 6 months?
That would be so cute. Oh my gosh. No, I want Jocelyn to come back as Carly Jr. and I want these like 8-year-olds to be throwing down. Like, I'd be totally cool with that.
We've only got a minute left of live stream before we go to archive stream. So, for anybody that's listening, you'll get probably a kicked off after about 60 seconds.
45 seconds.
Right. But you can
listen
to
the rest of it in the archive.
In the archive, absolutely you can. Yeah.
And if you're listening and you want to talk to us, you need to call us in the next 30 seconds, because if you don't, you can't. So if you love
us,
if you're listening, and I'm talking to you, Soap Dish Rag, if you love us, call us.
You need to call us
right
now. In the
next 27 seconds, I'm going to start counting down.
Okay.
You better be ringing in. 23, 20, I'm not doing that. I'm not 12. Okay. But somebody, this conversation would be so much more fun if we had more people in it. So call us in the next 13, 12, 11, 10 seconds. It's not happening. Oh, the other night,
no,
Julia, it was so fun. We're sitting here, and nobody's calling us. Like, this, we were having such a dead show one night. And Cody tweeted, call us up with the number, and Mara West favorited it. And I was like, Mara, throw us a bone. Please call us in the next 13
please
seconds.
Come on, Mara.
Like, for like 25 seconds, I was just like, Mara, 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 call us.
Yep.
Like, if she ever hears that show, she'll think I'm the creepiest human being on the planet. This is my weekly Tyler Christopher, please marry me moment, okay? Anyway, because I feel like it needs to happen in every show now. It's become tradition. Last week, I was going crazy over it. And then, like, Cody was like, you need to stop because if he ever hears this, he's going to think you're a stalker. And that was our show when we had a guest on and I was acting a fool. But but this is my weekly Tyler Christopher's attractive appreciation moment for everyone who's concerned. Even though his character is being a jerk, he's still
okay.
Beautiful. And now we're done with
yes,
the Tyler Christopher moment. She was like, I can't get to the phone. So she tweeted, and she's like, I can't get to the phone. Oh, fun fact, for anyone who watches Bold, there's a casting call out for Bold and Beautiful. I don't know why I know this. From mid-40s to early 50s female. And everybody thinks it's going to end up being Jeannie Francis, and I love her, but I'm not watching another soap for her. I can't do it. I want to
that soap.
Yeah,
especially
that soap.
That soap is just, whew.
Well, Yummy the Russell kind of sucks, too. And it's supposed to be the best one. And I tried to watch it and for a week, and I couldn't get into it. And then I was like, this dude needs to get off his high horse. It's probably Jack. And then I started watching at the beginning of the Summer is Jack's Kid thing, and then I never finished it because I just got bored and I gave up. And so, anyways, I never actually watched that show. So I'm not following anyone to another soap unless it happens to be The Young and the Restless because Tristan's already there, and then I have two reasons. But I love her. I love Jeannie dearly. She's my favorite soap actress that there is, but I'm not watching Bold even for her. It's not going to happen. It's stupid. I tried to watch it, and it sucks.
Exactly.
I hate for anyone listening who likes The Bold and Beautiful or works for The Bold and Beautiful. But your show sucks.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
I don't like it.
Show. It's Brooke and Hope show.
It is. It really is. And everybody's telling me how they hate Brooke, and I'm like, I don't care. I don't watch the show. Like,
no.
I just don't care.
I mean, okay.
I just don't.
Is it coming from a former Brooke stan? I'm so over her ass.
Everybody's obsessed with Brooke and Hope and somebody else. I don't watch the show because I don't care. And there's the other show? Help me. Young and the Restless, Bold. Oh, Days.
It is
watch Days. Is that worth watching? Does anyone
yes.
know if that's worth watching right now?
Yes. Days is
it's
the
good?
All song. Yes.
Yeah, people who watch
but
Days are watching the Days right now.
Days has its moments where it goes for a while with good stories, and then, like, all of a sudden they'll come up with some good stories. But then they get back in the groove and come up with another good story, you know. It has its moments.
I tried to watch Young and the Restless last June, and that was when the whole Summer is Jack's Daughter thing started, and they told Jack that Summer was his kid or whatever. Okay, it is now April 2014, and we're still stuck on that. That should tell you how that show progresses.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They're still stuck on Summer is not Jack. I don't know whose kid she is. She's either his or not his
is
or somebody's. I don't know. Thank you for cleaning that up. I had no idea.
I called that shit the night that she was born. That was,
yeah.
You know, or soon as Stella fell out, she was pregnant. I was like,
said
that
she shit. Was, and then she wasn't, and then she was, and I'm confused which she is, if she is this week or not. But all
I know
is that at
like,
one point she was, like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't watch it because it's stupid, as I just pointed out. I hope nobody that works for Young and the Restless or watches it is listening to me because they would hate me. Oh, nobody can hear me right now. That's awesome. And sorry to the Bold and the Beautiful cast, crew, fans, but that show I just can't. I'm sorry.
Unless
it you can't.
Unless you listen to the archives. Yeah.
Yeah. Please don't listen to our archives, you know, Bold and the Beautiful publicity team. We hate you. Just kidding. We don't hate you, but we don't like you. In other news, Natalia Livingston joined Twitter. Well, she's had a Twitter for a while, but it was protected, and she finally unprotected it, and I'm excited because I love her.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Me too.
And other
she's
news,
so fast. I just got rehooked on, I should say, because I watched it when it was live, But I'm rewatching House and Dean. So.
Oh, that shit's amazing. Prop. He's obsessed with, you know why I like House? Because House is obsessed with General Hospital and Luke and Laura. He made a fixation for only one episode and named it Luke and Laura.
I was watching a scene. The pilot episode, he was talking to Foreman, and in the background was Jason and Sonny talking in the hospital. I was like, oh, my God.
He was obsessed with GH on that show, and one time he had to make a patient file, and he refused to do it, and so the lady kept, Cuddy kept pressuring him to do it, and finally he made it, and he named it Luke and Laura, like, full name Luke and Laura, and I was, you know, but this was before I watched that show, so I just thought he was crazy, but now I understand. I love House. Law and Order. This is my daily Law and Order is amazing moment. Law and Order is amazing. Elliot and Olivia are amazing. Elliot's no longer there. Olivia Benson is the queen of primetime television. Mariska Hargitay won all the Emmys. And now I'm done.
No, it was so funny because I was watching, like, a night with Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. And Sophia's like, the first time I met her, I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And she goes, as actress, I'm not supposed to do that, but I was freaking out.
Yeah, I love her so much. Like, there's no other words. She's just amazing. The new one comes on the 30th, and I'm worried because, stuff's going to go down. It's going to hit the fan like normal. But Olivia Benson is the queen of primetime television, and she has been for the past 15 years. And if anybody doesn't agree with that, we can fight over it later.
Yeah.
But, you know... Olivia's amazing. That show is amazing. Cody doesn't watch it. He said he's never seen it before. Like, Cody, you need to get on
really?
Your stuff,
seriously?
Dude.
I've never seen an episode in my entire life.
No, because if you watch it, you'll get obsessed. And then, this is bad. Like, I've watched it for years and years, like, since I was little. But I wasn't, like, a big fan. Recently, I started watching reruns. And now that I'm a fangirl.
On USA, by the way.
What?
On USA, they do reruns on USA.
Yeah. Oh, on Fairphone. This is a shout-out. Public service announcement. You're welcome, USA, for me being your publicity right now. Sunday, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, they are running a 16-hour Law & Order SVU marathon in honor of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and it's presented by the Joyful Heart Foundation, which Mariska owns and founded and stuff. And so they're running the campaign is called No More Excuses Marathon. So everybody... Say no more on Sunday with Law & Order SVU. Watch it all day with me because that's all I'll be doing all day is sitting up on my butt and watching Law & Order.
And Chris has a new show too on Fox.
Oh yeah, it's hilarious. Everybody.
Oh my
also,
God, it
Fox
is so funny.
Fox Publicity owes me too. Dear Fox Publicity, your new show is amazing. They haven't renewed it for another season yet, but it's supposed to be renewed. Oh, and everybody, prayer circle that they renew Law & Order because it hasn't been renewed yet either, even though they always do this every year and they make us worried. But we're pretty sure that it's going to get renewed. And just now somebody in my timeline retweeted a SVU Writers' Room final cast read-through of the season. Don't make me upset because that could be the last read-through ever if they don't renew it.
I heard somewhere where it's likely to be a renewed. I heard
I see that everywhere, and they're like, expect a renewal,
exactly.
Don't stress. They're like, expect a renewal, don't stress out. But I'm just, like, super stressed because I don't...
I'm like, have you met me?
Thing.
I used to watch One Tree Hill, and, like, it was the same way. Like, every year, it's like you held your breath because it was, like, the last...
They did it last year with Law & Order. And it was so annoying because at the end of the season, so at the end of the last season, she was kidnapped, Olivia was... And at the end of the season, this guy, literally, she's sitting in a chair, tied to a chair with a gun to her head. That's how the season ended. Had they not renewed that show, we would have never known what happened to Olivia. And, like, it was stressful.
Well,
we didn't know
that Elliot would save her.
Yeah, that's what we all think. But, and you know, even in that episode, when it came back, she had a monologue about how if he was there, she knows what he would do. Anyway, not the point. But she also, we didn't know at the end of the season if she was coming back. Like, it wasn't official. Like, Mariska had said, I'm coming back, but the papers weren't signed. And that stresses everybody out because it's like, great, we have a renewal. Do we have Mariska back?
Yeah.
So I just need her to keep going, and I need the show to come back because I'm just at the height of my obsession, and I can't, like, let it, you know, go away. And everybody says they're nervous because they felt like today would be the day we find out it's been canceled. And I'm like, shut up. It's not going to get canceled. But, yes, Chris's new show, Surviving Jack, is the most hilarious show they've had in prime time in a really long time. It is absolutely hilarious.
It's funny.
Last night, oh, my gosh, Cody, you have to check it out. It's called Surviving Jack. It's on Thursday nights, well, 8:30 your time. But it's absolutely hilarious. Like, last night, it was so... Last night, he was driving his kids, his son and the girlfriend home from a date, and they're sitting in the backseat of the car, and the girl sits on a box of condoms, and she's like, why are there condoms back here? He's like, oh, I was using those. And then they're like, ew. He's like, well, if you guys would leave the house more, your mother and I wouldn't have to use the car like animals. It was so funny. And then he's like, ew, I don't want to sit here. He's like, if you were afraid of sitting in all the spots your mom and I had sex, you wouldn't sit anywhere in the house. And then he was sitting on his bed later. The son was in his own room, in his own bed. And the dad was like, that's one of those places. And he's like, ew, that's my bed. It was so hilarious, the whole episode. It was just absolutely hilarious.
It's a little creepy, yeah.
Well, we only have 3 more minutes, and this has been so much fun, but we have to stop now because we're going to get kicked off soon. And I have a feeling that we're going to have to, I'm going to be forced to go out in public because I hear my family getting ready to go somewhere, and I don't know where, but hopefully it's a restaurant that serves Chinese food. That would be great.
It's Chinese.
Exactly. Anyway, this was so much fun. I love you guys so much, and
love y'all.
Oh, Celia, we are, okay, everybody, public service announcement, two public service announcements, and I'll shut up. 4 shows next week. Awesome for us. Monday night, or no, Tuesday night, we have Angela Duro. Thursday night, we have our daytime Emmys discussion. Friday night, we have a regular show. And Saturday, we have a fellow radio host named Travis. The week after that, we have Zachary Garrett from General Hospital, the new guy that came back with a Maxi, who is like the nicest person ever because he was DMing me last night. So we have 4 shows next week, so we're going to have lots of fun. Also, public service announcement number 2, anyone who does makes, you know, fan videos and stuff, there's a contest open on my channel, and I'm hosting it along with a fellow person who, you know, on YouTube. So anybody who vids, join our contest because we love you.
Absolutely.
And with that, I think we're done, aren't we?
Awesome.
Yes, everything is awesome. Life is awesome. And Law and Order is my life, and now I'm going to go eat some food.
I think I'm going to let you go, Celia. Thanks for us spending about 45 minutes with us, okay?
We love
You're
you,
welcome.
Celia. Call us on Monday,
you,
Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday.
I will.
All right, bye.
I'll always call. All right.
Awesome.
Talk to you later.
Bye. All right, bye.
Bye.
That was probably one of the most
fun shows ever.
Hilarious shows we've probably ever done
the
together.
The fact that somebody was live, everything was funny that we had to talk about. And the fact that we had somebody live tweeting it makes it even better.
And I tweeted out, I go, do you know you officially made it when you have your own hashtag?
When you have a hashtag. Yeah, we were being live tweeted. That's pretty awesome. So
you know you officially made it when you...
When you
I may have to follow up dish.
What?
After that, I may have to follow up dish after that.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's live to HGH every day, and her tweets are hilarious.
Oh, I do too. Oh, man, this is going to be fun. you know I live tweet.
So somebody just tweeted me, and I don't know
too.
Who it is. I'm confused. Somebody just tweeted me, I don't know who it is, but they said they're prolonging this day, and they don't want to go to bed, so it must be later there. Because they started vidding, and they blame me for the song idea. So somebody must have stolen an idea that I have. Because I don't know this person, which means somebody stole an idea. Dear idea stealer, stop it. Anyway, we have to stop talking now because we're going to get kicked off in 30 seconds.
Absolutely. I'll be
All right.
I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right, cool. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, it was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.